Good morning.
大家早.
Well, it's October.
已经10月了.
It's still 100 degrees.
还是100度.
But you know how it goes. It's going to be cooler very soon.
但是很快就会凉快了.
So I was hiking yesterday morning. It was very nice on Mount Charleston.
昨天去爬山, 天气非常好, 在 Mount Charleston.
There's even some fall colors in Mount Charleston.
甚至秋天的颜色都出来了.
So, I recommend a short hike. So today I'm going to start a new sermon series.
今天要开始一个新的系列。
We've been going over the minor prophets in the Old Testament.
以前我们讲的是这个旧约中的小先知书。
Praise God, we finished.
感谢主，我们终于讲完了。
You know, we learned about God's mercy, His love, His judgment.
我们学到的神的怜悯、公义、他的爱、他的公义。
These things have not changed.
这些都没有改变。
Even though the minor prophets were from 2,000 years ago.
虽然那些小先知书是2000年以前的书信。
Jesus told us in the end there are two things.
最后呢，耶稣告诉我们就有两件，两个手。
There are only two commands.
就两个命令。
Love God and love one another.
就是要爱神跟爱人。
Seems pretty easy.
听起来很容易,
but we know we have failed again and again.
但是我们知道我们都一直都是在失败当中。
And we shouldn't judge other people.
我们也不应该来批评别人。
Because if we look at ourselves,
如果我们看我们自己,
we are no better.
我们呢没有比以前的人好。
That's why humanity needs a savior.
这就是为什么人需要一个救主。
We need Jesus Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督。
The minor prophets also promised.
那个小先知书呢, 它也是一本很好的。
They promised that if we cried out to God, there is a great future.
小先知书让我们知道神的应许呢, 是给我们一个美好的未来。
So today we'll turn to a New Testament letter.
今天我们来看一个新约的一卷书。
Epistle to the Philippians.
腓律比书。
This letter is sometimes called a letter of joy.
这卷书有的时候被称为一个喜乐的书卷。
Who doesn't need joy?
谁不需要喜乐?
If you don't need joy, you can leave now.
如果你不需要喜乐的话, 你现在就可以离开。
But after you give us the offering.
但是呢, 最好是你, 做了十一奉献以后再离开。
You know, you turn on the news today, it's pretty depressing.
今天你打开新闻, 听新闻都非常沮丧的。
That's why I don't watch the news.
所以我现在都不看新闻了。
You see, Linda watches the 5:30 news, ABC.
所以就看ABC 5:30.
It's depressing.
是非常沮丧的。We
need joy. I need joy.
所以呢，我们每个人都需要喜乐。But
first, a little background about this letter.
但是我们来看一下这卷书的背景。The
letter was written by Apostle Paul.
这卷书呢，是使徒保罗写的。We
read about it in the book of Acts.
我们在那个使徒行传当中也读到过。
Paul had a vision.
保罗有一个异象。
He followed the vision and went to Macedonia.
他就跟着他的异象去到了马其顿。
And there, one of the places he visited was the city of Philippi.
在这当中呢, 他就去, 探访了一个城市, 就是腓律比。
Philippi is named after Philip, the father of Alexander the Great.
菲律比呢, 这个城市的名字是由那个亚历山大大王, 根据他父亲的名字, 菲律比来命名的城市。
Paul established church and they were faithful.
所以保罗在那边建立教会。
So now Paul is in prison.
现在呢, 保罗是在监狱当中。
Probably in Rome.
可能呢, 是在罗马。
And the church in Philippi sent him help, financial help.
所以呢, 那个菲律比教会就圣他, 给他送去这个金钱上的资助。
They also sent somebody to comfort him, to help him.
他们也派人去探访他, 帮助他。
So the letter is basically a thank you note.
所以这本书基本上是一个好像感谢的信。
It was full of joy.
充满了喜乐。
And joy is the theme of the letter.
喜乐呢, 也是这卷书的主题。
Sometimes we want to make a distinction between joy and happiness.
有的时候我们来, 很难分辨出来说什么是喜乐, 什么是快乐。
We may say happiness depends on external circumstances.
快乐呢, 是可能经由你外面的这些, 状况来决定。
If I win the lottery, I am happy.
如果我中了乐透, 我就高兴。
If I get straight A's on my report card, I'm pretty happy.
如果功课呢全部都是 A， 那我也很高兴。
If I ask a beautiful girl out and she says yes, I am happy.
我如果跟一个漂亮的女孩约会，她答应了，那我也很高兴。
I mean, she says no, I'm not happy.
如果她说不要，那我就不高兴了。
Fortunately, Linda said yes many years ago.
所以很幸运的是 ，Linda 在很多年前她说 yes.
However, joy is internal.
所以呢，但是喜乐呢是内在的。
It's inside.
是里面的。
It should be fixed.
应该是不会变的。
But it's difficult to make that distinction.
但是有时候我们很难分辨。
If you have lost a loved one.
如果你失去了亲人
，lost a job，
失去了工作
，if you're sick，
如果你生病了
，how can you have joy？
那你怎么会有喜乐呢
？I can come to you and say God loves you. Have joy.
我可以说哦，神啊，我爱你，给我喜乐。
That's not easy.
那不容易的。
What can we learn from Paul's joy？
所以我们怎么样来跟保罗学习喜乐
？So Paul is in prison in Rome.
保罗这个时候是在罗马的监狱里。
We know that this time he will be released.
这个时候呢，我们知道这一次他是会被放出来。
But he will be there a second time.
但是他会第二次再被关进监牢。
The second time he will be martyred.
第二次他就被处死了。
We know all that.
我们现在知道那个情况。
But Paul doesn't know when he wrote this letter.
但当时当他写这个信的时候，他并不知道。
He could be released, or his life could end soon.
那个时候他可能会说、哦、可以被放出来或者是那个时候就出不来了
How can you rejoice during uncertain times?
在那个不确定的状况你怎么可能还有喜乐呢
Obviously you're not in prison
很明显的我们不是在监狱里
Maybe you just escaped this morning
可能今天早上你逃出来了
But maybe you feel like you're in prison
但也可能你觉得你好像是在监狱里
Maybe you're in a terrible situation and you don't know what will happen
可能你在一个很困难的处境当中，你不知道应该怎么做。
Maybe you're sick physically, emotionally.
可能你身体情绪上都不是那么顺畅。
Maybe you lost your job or facing financial difficulties.
可能失去了工作，可能经济上有困难。
Maybe you feel you're just trapped.
可能你觉得你就是被绑住了。
And you don't know what will happen.
你也不知道会发生什么事情。
So let's see what Paul says.
所以我们来看看保罗怎么说。
We read the verses this morning.
我们刚刚读过经文了。
Okay, so we'll start with verse 18.
所以我们来从第十八节开始。
What does it matter? The important thing is that every day, whether you have from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, I will continue to rejoice.
这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了。为此，我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
So Paul was talking about the Philippians about different preachers.
所以这边呢，保罗是在跟腓立比教会讲一些其他的传道人的事。
Some preached out of goodwill, some out of envy.
有些人呢，他们可能是真心的传，有些人可能是因为嫉妒而来传。
Perhaps they were not friendly with Paul.
可能他们跟保罗关系也不好。
Maybe they were jealous of what he was doing.
可能他们嫉妒保罗所做的事。
But Paul says, "What does it matter? It's all right."
但是保罗说，那有什么关系呢？没有问题。
As long as the gospel is being preached.
只要呢，他们是传福音就行了。
The good news of Jesus Christ was being spread.
就是耶稣的福音被传开了。
Remember, the disciples had a similar situation.
我们记得使徒呢，他们也有类似的情况。
Somebody was driving out demon in the name of Jesus.
有人用耶稣基督的名呢来赶鬼。
But he was not part of the group.
但他并不是他们这个团队的。
Disciples were upset.
所以呢，这些使徒呢，非常的不高兴。
They complained to Jesus.
他们就跟耶稣来埋怨。
He's not one of us. What's he doing?
他说他跟我们不同一个团队，他在干什么？
Jesus says it's okay.
耶稣说没有关系。
As long as the kingdom of God was being preached.
只要他们是传讲神国的信息就好。
That's an important lesson.
那对我们是一个很好的功课。
Paul says it doesn't matter who these preachers are.
所以保罗就说没关系，不管这些传道人是谁。
Maybe we're not best friends.
我们可能不是好朋友。
But as long as Jesus is preached, I will rejoice.
但只要他们传讲的是耶稣基督，我就高兴。
I will continue to rejoice.
我就会一直喜乐。
I will rejoice now, and I will rejoice in the future.
所以我就会欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
For Paul, that's the most important thing.
这对保罗来说是最重要的事情。
When he says he will rejoice, he's talking about tomorrow.
当他说会喜乐欢喜的时候，是讲的是明天。
He's talking about the future.
也就是讲未来。
How can he be so sure?
他怎么可以这么确定呢？
How does he know what will happen in the future?
他怎么知道未来会发生什么事?
Can he predict the future?
他可以预测未来吗?
Actually, he can't.
事实上他是可以的。
He cannot predict the circumstances or events of the future.
他不能确定未来会发生什么事情。
But he can predict how he will react.
但他可以预计知道他自己的反应会怎么样。
Did you know you can predict the future?
你知不知道你也可以预测未来?
If you married and if you sat at the marriage altar,
如果你结婚的时候，你在结婚的坛前，你有一个誓言。
You said for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness or in health.
所以就讲说，不管是贫穷富有，或者是健康，或者是生病。
You made a prediction. I will always keep my covenant.
那个时候你就已经预言了你永远会守着这个约。
To love and to cherish.
就是去爱去珍惜。
So you are making a prediction of the future.
所以你也是在对未来做一个预测。
We love predicting the future, don't we?
我们呢是非常想要知道未来的。
We look at the clouds, look at the stars, how everything line up in the sky.
有的时候看看天空啊看看什么天上的星星就可以预测一些东西。
The English has an expression, read the tea leaves.
英文呢有个说法就是说你去看一下这个这个叶子茶的叶子。
Have you heard this one?
我们知不知道
Yeah, read the tea leaves.
就是去读那个茶叶的这个叶子。
See, you have a cup of tea, and when you pour out the water, the tea leaves in the bottom of the cup.
所以你倒茶的时候，那个叶子就会在沉淀在这个杯子下面。
You know you can predict the future by how they lie.
你就可以看那个叶子，就可以测未来。
But if you're like me, you use tea bags, it will never work.
但是我是用茶包，所以永远没办法预测未来。
Chinese were great at predicting the future.
中国人呢也很喜欢去预算未来的事情。
You can look at your face, your palm.
我们说常常看面相、看手相，可以预测未来。
But only God can predict the future.
但只有神可以预测未来。
Paul says, I will rejoice no matter what.
所以保罗说我会欢喜快乐不管怎么样。
The future was uncertain for Paul.
虽然未来对保罗来讲是不确定的。
He will stand trial.
他会接受审判。
But he doesn't know how they will turn out.
但他并不知道那个审判会结果是什么。
But he makes the prediction that he will always rejoice.
但他说不管怎么样他都会这个喜乐欢喜。
So what about the future?
所以未来是什么？
What does he say?
他怎么说呢?
So if we go on to verse 19 and to 21, he says, For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed and will have sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or death.For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul wasn't happy.
保罗不是很高兴。
He's in prison.
因为他在监狱里。
Maybe today you say some people are happy in prison.
可能你今天会说有些人在监狱里面还过得挺不错的啊。
We have prisons today that look like a nice hotel.
今天的监狱看起来像个很好的旅馆一样。
You're well fed, you get health care, they have gyms.
所以呢有吃有喝然后还有医疗设备还有健身设备。
I don't think Paul's prison is like that.
我相信保罗那时候监狱绝对不是这个样子。
How can he predict joy in his future?
所以他怎么能够预测他未来的这个喜乐呢？
I think there are a few things.
可能有几样，我们来看看。
First, he's confident about his deliverance.
第一，他对他的得救是有自信的。
He said, I know through your prayer and God's provision, everything will turn out for my deliverance.
他说，因为我知道这个是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
He says, I know.
他说，我知道。
He's very sure.
他非常确定。
He didn't say, I believe, I think, I suppose, maybe.
他没有说，哎呀，可能啊。大概是这样子，或者也许这样子。
He knows, it's a very strong word.
他说他知道，非常确定的。
What's he sure about?
他知道什么呢？
He's sure about his deliverance.
他知道他会得救。
He knows he will be delivered.
他知道他会得到救恩。
The word deliverance is a common word.
这个得救这个字常常出现。
It just means salvation.
也就是我们的救恩。
He says, I'm confident I will receive salvation.
保罗说：“我确信我可以得到救恩。
”I will be saved.
我会得救。
You see, thinking that somebody will break him out of jail.
他，你是不是想他会认为有人会去就是到监狱去把他给徒救出来吗
？Maybe Timothy or Titus. Maybe they work for the FBI or CIA.
可能是他的门徒提摩太、提多，他们是替联邦局或调查局工作的。
Maybe they will bust him out of jail.
可能他们会把他这个破监而把他救出来。
Of course not.
当然不会。
He's confident that things will turn out for his salvation.
但他知道事情呢，会对他的这个搭救呢，是最终会成就的。
God will save him.
神会救他。
And everything will be just fine.
一切都会没有事。
Why is he so confident?
他为什么会这么有信心呢？
There are two things.
有两件事情。
He says, "I will be saved because of the prayers of God's people and the provision of God's Spirit."
因为是这个借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督的灵的帮助。
He thinks the Philippian church will be praying for him.
他知道这个腓立比教会是替他祷告。
He asking for more prayer.
他是要求更多的祈祷。
He's certain that as long as they pray for him, he will be okay.
所以他认为只要他们是替他祷告，他就会安好无事。
He will be joyful and he will be confident in the future.
他就会有喜乐，他对未来也能确定。
Do you believe in the power of prayer?
你相信祷告的力量吗？
Paul certainly does.
保罗是相信的。
The other thing he's confident is the provision of Jesus Christ.
另外一个他可以确定的事就是耶稣基督灵的帮助。
Yes.I am not confident about my remote control. There we go.
好了 okay.
So the second thing he is confident about is the provision of the Spirit of God.
所以第二个他能够确定的就是耶稣基督的灵的帮助。
The word provision means lavish provision.
这个字供应呢是表示是非常丰富的供应。
Plenty of supply.
许多的物资。
So Paul says, I am really confident about the future.
所以保罗说我对未来是有信心的。
If you keep praying and if the Holy Spirit gives me everything I need.
如果你们继续祷告然后耶稣的灵也会给我所有的供应。
And so already on the screen, this is the verse we read last time from Zechariah.
荧幕上的这经文是我们上次年的撒加利亚书里的经文。
Zechariah 4 says, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。”
So there is another reason.
这就是另外一个原因。
Paul says that he has hope that Christ will be exalted in him.
所以保罗说，耶稣呢，会在他身上显大。
Verse 20 says, "I eagerly expect and hope."That I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So the first reason why Paul is so certain is that they will be praying for him.
所以第一个他能确定的事是因为他们教会替他祷告
And the Holy Spirit will provide him
耶稣基督的灵会供应他。
And now he says, I have eagerly expect and I hope.
他现在说，他说我切慕的，所盼望的。
And he hoped that Christ would be exalted.
他希望这个耶稣基督在他身上显大。
What does this mean?
这什么意思？
Eager expectation is an active hope.
所以切慕呢是一个有盼望的，是一个积极的盼望。
So maybe you're watching golf on TV.
可能你在看电视上的一个高尔夫球比赛。
And you see Tiger Woods hit a ball.
你就看到那个老虎打球。
And the TV camera follows the ball through the air.
然后那个摄像机呢就跟着他的球的镜头一直照着。
So you follow with active expectation.
所以呢你就是在很积极的跟着这个有一个期望。
Where is the ball going to go?
就这个球会落到哪里？
Maybe 300 yards.
可能会300码这么长。
When I hit a golf ball,
当我打球的时候，
I have a sense of expectation that it will go right into the lake.
我就知道说那个球就会掉到水里头。
But Paul is looking into the future.
但是保罗是看着未来。
He says, I'm stretching my neck and head out. I'm looking.
他就说我是把头跟脖子都伸出去，我是在期盼着。
I would anticipate how things will go.
我知道这个期盼事情会怎么样。
What's he looking for?
他是在期盼什么呢？
He said, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but have sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or death.
他说没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
It's pretty amazing what he says.
他说的这个是非常讶异的事。
He said, I have one great hope.
他就说我有一个很大的盼望。
But he didn't say, my one great hope that I will be saved from jail, I will escape.
他并没有说我最大的盼望是能够出监牢。
He didn't say, I can escape the pain and suffering.
就是说也没有让我脱离现在的困境。
He said, my one great hope is to be a witness for Christ.
他说我最大的盼望是可以成为耶稣基督的见证人。
I hope I might express my faith and exalt my Savior.
所以呢，我希望我的这个信心呢，可以在我的身上叫基督在我身上显大。
He's asking that he has courage to do this.
所以呢，他是要有勇气来这样做的。
He wants to be courageous.
他希望他很有这个勇气。
He wants to be bold.
他希望他能够胆子大的。
The world is bold.
这个世界上也很大胆。
They're supported by the government and the media.
他们呢是政府跟媒体所支持的。
They're not afraid.
他们不怕。
They're not afraid to say what they want to say.
他们呢都对他们想要表达的一点都不保留。
It's time for us, for Christians, to be bold.
所以呢，我们基督徒也应该是大胆的时候了。
We should not be ashamed.
我们不应该羞愧。
We should not be Christian secret agents.
我们也不应该是秘密的基督徒。
The world is bold. We should be bolder.
这个世界上的风气，他们这么大胆，我们也应该放胆去做。
So Paul prays for courage.
所以保罗希望有勇气。
With his courage, Christ will be exalted.
他有这样的勇气的时候，耶稣就可以在他身上显大。
What does exalted mean?
所以显大是什么意思呢？
It means to enlarge something.
也就是说，把一个东西放大。
Make it bigger, make it greater.
可以变得更大或更好。
To magnify.
就是放大。
See, the Chinese translation is better, 显大。
所以中文的显大翻得非常好。
See, when you get old, one thing that's affected is your vision.
当你年纪大的时候，第一个就是你的视力。
See, Linda has a magnifying glass on the kitchen counter.
所以 Linda 在厨房桌上有一个放大镜。
So he can read the fine prints on the bottles.
所以他可以这个看这个瓶子上面的小字。
Especially those Chinese medicine bottles.
特别是这些中国药瓶瓶罐罐的小字。
You know what I'm talking about.
你们都知道我讲的是什么。
Those words are very, very small.
都印得非常非常的小。
So you need a magnifying glass.
所以你需要一个放大镜。
But how can you magnify Christ in your body?
但你怎么可以在耶稣基督让你在你身上显大呢？
How can you make him greater?
你怎么可以让他变得更好？
It means when people see Paul, they see Christ.
也就是说人们看到保罗就好像看到基督。
They see Christ more clear.
他们可以更清楚地看到基督。
And that's his hope.
这就是保罗的希望。
To most people in this world, Christ is not very clear.
所以对世界我们现在的人来讲，耶稣基督并对我们并不是很明白。
He is from 2,000 years ago.
他是两千年以前的人物。
Very far away.
很远。
The Bible is in Hebrew and Greek.
圣经呢又是希伯来文又是希腊文。
How can this be relevant?
这跟我们有什么关系呢？
But you can be the witness.
但是你可以变成见证人。
When people look at your life,
当人们看到你的生活，
Christ is magnified.
基督就显大了。
Clearer, greater.
可能变得更清楚，更明白。
So Paul says, I want courage.
所以保罗说，我要有勇气。
I'm looking for opportunities to represent Christ.
我找机会再代表基督。
This is what Paul meant in Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章第一节讲，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And there's another reason why Paul can be so confident.
这就是另外一个原因，为什么神可以有这么有自信。
In verse 21, he says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
保罗又讲，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
That's one of the most famous verses in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面一句非常有名的经文。
He says, "If I live, I live for Christ."
他就说，我活着就是为基督而活。
If I die, I will be with Christ.
我死了，我就会跟耶稣在一起。
This is what we call a win-win situation.
这就是我们所讲的是双赢的情况。
Can you relate to Paul?
你可以体会到保罗的心情吗？
If you take out a piece of paper and you try to complete a phrase.
如果你拿出一张纸来写下一句话。
You said, "For me to live is blank."
就是说我活着是为了什么？
And you fill in the blank.
然后你填上去。
What did you put down?
你会写什么呢？
Do you say wealth, fame, status?
可能是说是不是金钱啊，这个名望啊，跟地位。
If you put down wealth,
如果你放的是钱财，
then you have to ask yourself the other question. To die is what?
那你就要问自己，那你死了是为什么？
Then you have to say to die is loss of wealth.
所以呢，就会变成说你死了就是失去财富。
You can't take your wealth with you.
因为你带不走钱财。
Only when you say to live is Christ, then you can say to die is gain.
只有你说活着是基督，你死的时候才会有益处。
Paul is in prison.
保罗是在监狱里。
He doesn't know whether he will live or die.
他不知道他的命运如何。
But either way, he wins.
但是不管怎么样，他都是赢者。
Jesus said that in John, "I'm the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live." Even though they die, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
约翰福音十一章二十五、二十六节：复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这个话吗？
So Jesus asked us the question: Do you believe that?
所以耶稣问我们：你信这话吗？
Paul says yes.
保罗说：我信。
Either way, he's going to rejoice.
不管怎么样，他都是有喜乐的。
He can predict the future.
他可以预测未来。
But you may ask Paul, you have two choices.
你可以问保罗说，你有两个选择。
What do you want to do?
你要做什么呢？
Do you wish to live or wish to die?
你是想要活着还是想死？
Paul says, I'm glad you asked.
保罗就说，很高兴你问我这个问题。
I live on earth, but I look for what's in heaven.
所以呢，我虽然活在地上，但是我期盼天上的。
As we go on to verse 22, that's what he says.
我们看二十二节就这样讲。
If I'm going on to live in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for you. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。
He lives on earth. We all do.
我们都活在这个世上。
But we know there's something better in heaven.
但我们知道天上是更美好。
So how can we live a responsible life here?
所以我们怎么样可以有一个平衡有使命的生活呢？
Paul knows God is sovereign.
保罗知道神是全能的。
God will do whatever he wants to do.
神呢会做他想要他成就的事情。
Paul doesn't know.
保罗并不知道。
That's why he says, I do not know how to tell you this.
所以保罗说我不知道该怎么挑选。
But he still has a choice.
但他还是有一个选择的。
And he tells us in the next verse.
他在下一句就告诉我们。
He says, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far by far better.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
He said, having a desire to depart.
他呢，是有一个愿望要离世。
The word depart is an interesting word.
这个离世是一个很有意思的字眼。
It's used by soldiers.
是这个军人在用的字眼。
When they're on march, when they're on a campaign to fight.
当你是出操行军的时候呢？
They will camp, they will set up camps.
他们就会在一个地方扎营。
When it's time for them to move from one place to another, or maybe go home.
那当他们需要到下一个目标去或者回家的时候，
they will break camp.
他们就要拆了营地。
They will break the camp, fold up the tents, and they move on.
他们就会拆了营地，把帐篷收起来，然后到下一个目的地。
Our lives are like camp in tent.
我们的生命呢，也就像是这样子。
Earth is a campground.
这个世界呢，是一个营地。
We're just passing through.
我们只是个过客。
Our permanent home is in heaven.
我们的永远的家是在天上。
One day, it'll be time for us to break up the tent.
有一天呢，我们就要把这个帐篷给收了。
And move on.
然后再往下走。
That's also a good description of a body.
这也是我们一个对身体很好的描述。
Paul says our body is like a tent.
保罗说我们的身体就像是个帐篷。
Second Corinthians, he says, for we know that if the earthly tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
哥林多后书五章一节，我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
Linda and I just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
Linda 跟我刚刚庆祝了30周年结婚纪念。
So I put together a photo album from the last 30 years.
所以呢，我把过去30年的这个照片呢，做成了一个册子。
30 years ago, we were young.
30年前我们都还很年轻。
I had a full set of hair.
我那个时候满头的头发。
I can prove it.
我可以证明给你们看。
I can show you the picture.
可以给你照片证明。
I had no wrinkles.
那个时候也没有皱纹。
But look at me today, my tent is wrinkled.
今天呢，我的帐篷充满了这个皱纹。
But it's more than a departure, it's an encounter.
那个不是单单离开，而是一个这个事件。
He says, I'm going to depart, but I have a desire to be with Christ.
他说呢，我愿意离世然后是与基督同在。
It's not just departure, it's the arrival and the encounter.
所以并不是光光离世而已，而是一个与耶稣基督相遇的事件。
That's the highlight of heaven.
这就是一个天堂的最主要的这个重点。
Heaven's main attraction is not a street lined with gold.
那个天堂吸引我们的地方并不是说是遍地黄金。
Heaven's main attraction is God.
因为天堂吸引我们的地方是因为那边有神。
He will be there, you will see him.
那个时候神在那里，你也会跟他在一起。
Okay, well, we'll just read John 14. John 14, Jesus said, If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you, be with me, and you also may be where I am.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Jesus promised that he will be there.
所以耶稣基督答应我们。
That's the encounter Jesus was talking about.
这就是耶稣基督会跟我们相遇的时候。
Paul says, I can tell you about heaven, but it's very hard.
保罗说，我可以跟你讲天堂的事，但是是不容易的。
He himself had an experience.
因为他自己几乎有这个遇见天堂的经历。
When he was close to death, he had a glimpse of heaven.
所以呢，当他这个接近死亡的时候，他可能瞄到了天堂的景象。
He said it's so wonderful, it cannot be described by human words.
他说天堂是充满了这个惊奇惊讶的地方，没有办法用人的言语来形容。
So he says, for me to depart, I will be with Christ.
他就说我如果离世的话呢，我就会与基督同在。
So he's wrestling with two choices.
所以他现在就在矛盾两难之间。
But he says, if it's God's will,
但他如果是神的意愿
he will stay.
我就会留下来。
He says, it is more necessary for me that I remain in this body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain. And I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy and faith. So that through my being with you, again, your boasting in Jesus Christ will abound.
然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住。使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
The theme of this book is joy.
这个书信的这个主题是喜乐。
So now it turns out it's not his joy.
但是呢，现在我们发现这个不是保罗的喜乐。
It's about the joy of the Philippian church.
而是这个腓立比教会的喜乐。
And here's the mark of a spiritual person.
这就是一个属灵人的一个样式标记。
A spiritual person is willing to put on everything in pause to help somebody else.
属灵的人呢，他们就会摆下一切去帮助需要帮助的人。
Paul says, "I want to be with Christ. That's better."
保罗说，我愿意跟耶稣基督在一起，那样是更美好的。
But I'm willing to stay so I can help you.
但是我愿意留下来，可以对你们有帮助。
I want to help you.And what does he want to help with?
他要帮助他们什么呢?
There are two things.
有两件事情。
We go back to verse 22.
我们再看22节。
It says, I can be fruitful.
我有可以有功夫的果子。
Fruitfulness ends when you die.
这个结果子呢，在你死的时候就结束了。
You can only be fruitful on earth.
你可以在世界上结果子。
You cannot be fruitful in heaven.
在天上就不能结果子了。
You can't spread the gospel in heaven.
在天上也不需要传福音。
You don't need to help God with his work in heaven.
在天上也不需要侍奉神。
Everything is done.
所有的事情都已经成就了。
All of your fruitfulness is on earth.
所以你所结的果子呢，都是在地上的。
That's why we are on earth.
这就是为什么我们现在活在地上。
The second thing is to help the Philippians.Make progress.
第二个事情呢，就是让腓立比教会的人他们可以长进。
That's what's on his heart.
这是保罗心里所想的事。
Being in prison has not hurt spiritual growth.
所以他在监狱里面并没有阻止了他这个属灵的增长。
It has helped the gospel.
他们也帮助了福音的传播。
And that's the whole message.
这就是这个信息。
You're on your way to heaven.
我们是在去天堂的路上。
Until you get there, you have to do something on earth.
所以呢，在你还没有到达那边的时候，你必须要在地上做一些事情。
Help others.
就是帮助别人。
You can't predict the future events.
我们没有办法预测未来。
But there's a couple things that you could predict.
但是有两件事情我们可以预测。
You can predict with 100% certainty that you will die.
我们可以百分之百确定我们都会死。
It will be your time.
那个时候到的就会发生。
But it's not today.
但不是今天。
But if you are a follower of Christ,
但如果我们跟随耶稣的话，
you can make another prediction.
你还可以做另外一个预测。
When you die, you will be with Christ.
你死的时候你会与基督同在。
But until you get to heaven, there's much to be done.
但在还没有到天上的时候，我们还有许多事可以做。
And that's why we're here.
这就是为什么我们在这里。
Get involved with something.
你参与一些侍奉。
Help someone grow in the faith.
帮助别人在信仰上的增长。
Become fruitful.
可以结果子。
And that's what Paul means by to live is Christ, to die is gain.
这就是保罗所说的，活着是为了基督，死了更有益处。
That's why he can be so sure.
这就是他为什么可以这么确信。
No matter what happens, he will rejoice.
不管发生什么事情，他都可以喜乐。
He's very confident.
他非常有自信。
Do you share the same confidence?
你有没有也有这样的信心呢?
Do you have Christ in your life?
你有没有耶稣基督在你生命当中？
If you do, you too can have a life full of joy.
如果你有的话，你也可以过着充满喜乐的生活。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you that you allow us the privilege to come here to listen to your words, to worship you, to hear from the Holy Scripture. Help us learn from the Apostle Paul how he deals with life, how he looks at his difficult times.The uncertain times. Help us to learn from him that we too, if we follow you, that we can be certain of joy. Thank you. We ask for these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.